coming back. Yeah, I am coming back.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed.
Chewing me every time. Everyone before you was my heart.
It's always best at the beginning.
I remember when we first fell in love. Symphonies at the bus stop on a Tuesday. I was wearing blue Nike high tops. You were annotating Greek tragedies. I spent the next 8 months documenting my heart in voice memos. Trying to write down my feelings in real time. Part of me knew it would slip through my fingers so quickly.
Like it always does.
I guess I was too much for you. Or was it just not enough for you? I can never decide, so I analyze. Replay all the scenes in my movie screen. I pulled away and you made me pay. That weekend in May, the night in July. Blame it on summer, blame it on distance. Blame it on me, on all my resistance. To get in so close, I might really need you. You're the one person who might really see through. Just relive these communications, and then I go back to the last conversation.
Okay, hello everyone. I am having some technical difficulties, but I think that this should work. I'm trying to use another mic.
Do you love classic rock, but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mind. Classic Rock Mind delivers classic rock that rocks.
Which is obviously
from bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad.
I think this is working. If someone that's listening wants to confirm, that would be super helpful. But I will just keep talking into the void, I guess. So you heard three songs. You were supposed to only hear One, but I got a little bit derailed, so I just was like, okay, let me keep playing the music so that it's not just dead air. But basically, I played such an interesting three artists, which would make a lot more sense if you heard my... Oh, okay. Sorry, I totally just dead-aired everyone because I thought that they couldn't hear me, but they can. Okay, so I'm so sorry. I'm, like, totally all over the place. Basically, you heard three songs that were also all over the place because I am making this show a little something different. There's a funky theme going on, The theme is that these are a collection of songs that are either, it's sort of a few different things. Songs that, like, you would be embarrassed to say that you still like and listen to, or songs by artists or bands that I think are underrated or sort of, like, had their moment and then quickly fell out of the spotlight in a way that I don't think that they should have. What you heard was a song by One Direction, a song by Dua Lipa, and a song by Maud Latour. So the One Direction song was just to represent that first camp of, like, used to listen to One Direction. Like, that's crazy. But I think that it's a really good representation of, like, the kind of thing that you never stop listening to, but you're always, like, embarrassed to be like, oh, yeah, I really like that song. And, you know, I'm not a 12-year-old girl who should be obsessed with boy bands. I'm a 19-year-old girl. But that song still totally slaps. So I had to go crazy and put it on the radio. And after that came Break My Heart by Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa is, like, totally having her moment right now, I feel like, because she was on the Grammys and she performed and it was a whole thing, and my suite is now obsessed with her and listening to her. And usually she's not someone that I would listen to, like, way more pop than I usually go for, but I genuinely, like, the album is really good, and I think I've been converted. And then the next song was Block Your Number by Maud Latour, and Maud is, I've played her before, but I just think that she's underrated, and she's definitely growing, and I feel like she will ultimately get the attention that she deserves, but she hasn't yet, and I feel like she's sort of having her moment, but I'm waiting for her big moment. This is kind of a fun little theme show. I said this before when I was, like, talking and didn't realize that no one could hear me, and it sounded much more coherent then because I was much more, like, just good. I said, like, every few weeks I kind of want to do a show that has a specific theme and is, like, a little bit different and it is not just me playing my music. So that's why I decided to do this. And yeah, it's a really wide range of stuff, so hopefully it sounds good. But the other thing about this is that I don't know if there's, like, a word for how this works, but like, the first song and the last song are by the same people, and then the same person or band, and then the second song and the second to last song are by the same person. So it's sort of like a, like, little pattern, and then in the middle, like, there will be two. I'm explaining this horribly. You'll figure it out. But yeah, coming up next, we have Gold Rush by Ed Sheeran.
Smoke alarm went off at 9. I woke up, wiped the sleep out of my eye. She left a note, I'll be back in 5. Well, I'm still waiting for that moment to arrive. Hey, and I was told to put my job in front of you, but it won't hold me like you do, but I do it for the love. Waiting on the gold rush, keep it on the edge, smoking on a roll up. When I see my friends, all they say is hold up and remember the time when we were in school, listening to grown-ups, didn't learn a thing. But then again, you know what? You know how to sing, but you don't know anything other than that. So maybe you should learn to love her like the way. And maybe you should learn to love her like the way. And maybe you should learn to love her like the way. Maybe you should learn to love her like the way you wanna be loved. I never told her that I liked the way she dances slightly out of time and pretends she knows the words to a song she's never heard. But I tell her all the time, hey, well, I was told to put my job in front of you, but it won't hold me like you do. But I do it for the love, waiting on the gold rush, keep it on the edge, smoking on a roll up. When I see my friends, all they say is hold up and remember the time when we were in school, listening to grown-ups, didn't learn a thing. But then again, you know what? You know how to sing, but you don't know anything other than that. So maybe you should learn to love her like the way. And maybe you should learn to love her like the way. And maybe you should learn to love her like the way. And maybe you should learn to love her like the way. The gold rush, keep it on the edge, smoking on a roll up. When I see my friends, all they say is hold up and remember the time when we were in school, listening to grown-ups, didn't learn a thing. But then again, you know what? You know how to sing, but you don't know anything other than that. So maybe you should learn to love her like the way. And maybe you should learn to love her like the way. And maybe you should learn to love her like the way. And maybe you should learn to love her like the way you wanna be loved.
I've made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further. This ain't lust, I know. This is love. But if I tell the world, I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you, and that's exactly what
I'm not afraid to die. should I just keep chasing pavements even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up? Or should I just keep on?
Okay, hello again, everyone. I hope that I'm coming through. I think I fixed the issue. I was using a mic that apparently wasn't working, and I talked like three times before I figured that out. But now I'm on a different mic, so I think we should be good for the rest of the hour, and I can stop being all flustered. Anyway, so You just heard Use Me by the Goo Goo Dolls. Before that was Chasing Pavements by Adele and Gold Rush by Ed Sheeran. And wow, I have a lot to say. I think I have a lot to say about everyone. I'm going to start with Ed Sheeran. I think Ed Sheeran is a really unique artist for like my generation because I've talked about this with my suite, but like I feel like there was some point where we all just collectively decided that like liking Ed Sheeran wasn't cool anymore, and everyone just was like, didn't like him anymore. But like the album that the song I just played is from, which is Plus from 2011, is literally a no skips album for me to this day. And I think that Ed Sheeran is like objectively talented, but he's not like cool per se. And yeah, I don't know, like his music is really good, but I don't think it gets the attention that it deserves. I feel like he had his moment, and I do think he has like a lot of fans in a very specific camp, but like for my age group and like kind of my circles, I would never say like, oh, I love Ed Sheeran, but like I love Ed Sheeran. So anyway, that's that. Adele, obviously Adele got the hype that she deserved, but it's really faded out. Obviously she's not producing music anymore, which is a big part of that, but like her three albums are so beautiful, and the fact that the first one, which is what Chasing Pavements was off of, was produced when she was 19 is insane, because I am 19, and what do I have to show for it? Not much. Anyway, so yeah, I think Adele is just, I think this is more of a personal thing than like a she's underrated thing, but I feel like I just forget how much I love her, and then I listen to an Adele song and I'm like, oh my God, this woman is so talented. And then the Goo Goo Dolls are in here because I've always listened to like a few of their songs. Like I've always had a few that I really liked, but I have been listening to them more recently, and I like went through their whole Spotify thing, and they have been making music since the 80s, and it is now 2021, and they released a Christmas album in 2020. They also released just like a normal album in 2020, or actually in 2019, the deluxe album came out in 2020. But there was like, just like, they're producing albums like every couple years, and they've been doing so since the late 80s, which is so impressive and like so cool. And I feel like maybe they like kind of had their heyday and it happened before I was born, and that's why I think that they're underrated, but like they're prolific. Like so that's that. The next two songs, we're actually at the middle of the sandwich, so to speak. So the next two songs are going to be by the same group, and it is Neon Trees, who I also have a lot to say about, which I will share with you when we come back. But this is Animal.
with a whisper.
Okay, hello again. I have been informed that the mic has been cutting in and out. I don't know why or what's happening, so I hope that you can hear me right now. But I'm going to just keep talking like you can hear me, and I guess hopefully it's going through and hopefully everything is being heard. And if it's not, you'll get certain chunks of things. Obviously, my opinions are not so profound that you will not be missing anything if you don't hear me blabbering on for 30 seconds of the many seconds that I can talk for. So you just heard two songs by Neon Trees. My suite, again, knows this because I talk about it all the time. Oh, I've also just been informed that you can hear me. Lovely. But I rediscovered Neon Trees less than a month ago because a song came on my shuffle and I was like, wait, this is really good, and I haven't listened to them since middle school. And I listened to their new album from 2020. I absolutely had no idea that they were still making music, but they are. And yeah, it's pretty good. So those two songs are just I just want to jump around. They're so fun. Our next song, so now we're over the hump of the halfway, and I'm actually realizing we might run out of time because I had to, got all messed up with the timing and the things not working. Anyway, but we're past halfway, so we're now going back down the hill. It's that doesn't make any sense. It looks like a hill in my mind, but you can't see in my mind. Anyway, so basically what that means is that we're just going to be playing, I'm going to be playing songs by artists that we have heard from before, going in the reverse order. And this next song coming up is by the Goo Goo Dolls, and then it'll be Adele and Ed Sheeran again, and then I will be back to check in. So enjoy.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment,
Hello again. So you just heard Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, which is probably my favorite song by them and honestly one of my all-time favorite songs. It's just so beautiful and I don't know if you're listening, Maddie, but my sweet mate Maddie, first days I had met her earlier this year, she was talking about how she loves 90s music and she loves the Goo Goo Dolls and how she wants to name her daughter Iris. And I was like, I had just met her and I was like, I like this girl. I know that we're going to be friends because I love this song. And so that's just fun. That's for you, Miss Maddie. And I am jumping in to read a PSA because I totally forgot about doing that. So here we go. This is about food, not bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. So I found that in the PSA book, and I looked up the organization, and it looks super cool, so I wanted to plug them. I've been vegetarian since September, and haven't looked back, so yeah, check them out. Cool, so we're getting short on time, and I totally interrupted the songs that I said I was going to play because I realized that I hadn't read the PSA. So I'm going to get back to the music now. This is going to be Adele.
I will leave my heart at the door. I won't say a word. They've all been said before, you know. Why don't we just play pretend? Like we're not scared of what is coming next, or scared of having nothing left. Look, don't get me wrong, I know there is love tomorrow. All I ask is,
is if this is my
Again, everyone, and for the last time, once again, this is Maddie. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This has been super fun, such a wide range of vibes, but I've really had a good time, and I'm so sorry again about this whole weird mic situation, but I hope that you enjoyed the show nonetheless, and yeah, I'll be back next Monday, 8 p.m., have a good week. Hope to see you there. And yeah, here comes the automation. So goodbye.
Two black crows on a dead man's ditch, digging down hard for what makes them rich. The one that's working on a shoulder bone says the time has come to fly on home. Down in the village with her child in bed, the blacksmith's wife hung down her head. So shadows pass along the ground, felt the breeze but heard no sound. Two black crows on the fatal tree keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free is one crow you. The other crow, me. The penitents crawl on bended knee at the foot of the hill. They look to see if the old tableau is being played out still. With a rattle of bones and a lingering kill, they tied his ankles and they tied his shins. They talked of virtue and they talked of sin. They welcomed confession and craved romance and cheered when they saw the hangman dance. Two black crows on a fatal tree keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold